Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the 2015 interim results presentation of Ping An and Yao Jin, Company Secretary and Chief Legal Officer of Ping An. Mr. Jin Shaoyang, Secretary of the Board of Ping An, is at the Hong Kong venue. Together, we will be the hosts of today's luncheon. Yesterday in Shanghai, we held a BOD meeting of Ping An. Well, our plan was to have some of our management members coming over to Hong Kong. Our plan was to take the evening flight. Unfortunately, because of bad weather, their flights were canceled. I'm the only one here today in Hong Kong, despite the long table at the podium. Four of our management teams, in fact, are now in Shanghai. Really sorry for not being present here. Now let me introduce our management team members who are attending today's presentation. Dr. Peter Ma, Chairman and CEO. Alex Yan, President. Jason Yao, CFO. Li Yuan Zhang, Chief Insurance Business Officer. Timothy Chen, Chief Investment Officer. Ms. Jessica Tan, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Information Officer. Mr. Shao Ping, President of Ping An Bank. Today's results presentation will begin with the opening remarks by Dr. Ma, followed by a presentation of the 2015 interim results by our management team. After that, we will open the floor for questions. Now let's welcome Dr. Ma. Dr. Ma, please. Ladies and gentlemen. Dear friends. Welcome to Ping An's 2015 interim results announcement. I have to apologize again. Yesterday, we held our BOD meeting in Shanghai, our flights were canceled because of bad weather. That's why all our management team members, almost all our management team members are in Shanghai now. That may make it a little bit difficult for communication, but we will try our best to answer your questions. I hope that today's communication will be as effective as usual. In the first half, Ping An continues to achieve good results in both parts of our business. Our core finance business maintained our strong growth momentum of the past 10 years, and we continue to grow in a robust manner. All our business lines grew significantly, maintaining our quality. Also, we have improved our market positions in different business segments. For our innovation business, it has become a new growth driver for Ping An in the past decade. While growing our traditional finance business, we invested heavily in building up our future. That includes our internet finance, healthcare, and big data credit investigation, and some other new businesses. All these underlie our strategic framework of internet plus integrated finance. Some business models are already well established, and we can expect that in the next few years, these new business will grow hand in hand with the traditional finance business. And we are confident that they will be a new engine for Ping An's sustainable growth. Now I will hand over to our management team for the 2015 first half interim results. Now, first of all, I would like to invite Alex Ren, our president, to give you the operating highlights. Thank you, Chairman Ma. Our business model is divided into two parts, core finance and internet finance. In the first half, our core finance achieved robust growth. Internet finance makes many breakthroughs in business model innovation. The synergy effect between core finance and internet finance is becoming increasingly clear. In core finance, Ping An Life enjoys healthy growth. The growth size and value of life individuals' new business grow strongly, and PNC the business quality and profitability remain very strong. Ping An Bank continues to expand its business and accelerate innovation and transformation. And the operating efficiency has improved with better asset quality as we are controlling the asset quality very well. And Ping An Trust also is pushing forward business model transformation. Ping An Securities results reached a historic high, and the total investment return of insurance funds was at its best in recent years, with much better third-party asset quality asset management business. Also, we continue to enhance integrated financial services and cross-selling, and after migration has seen good results. Internet finance has made significant progress in business model innovation. Now we have 167 million internet users, and we are seeing much better synergy with core finance. And transactions on Lufax and Wanlicong have also continued to lead the market. At the end of June, our individual customer base have reached 96.58 million, up by 8.51% compared with the beginning of the year. In the first half, we have 12.93 million new customers, mostly from Ping An PNC and Ping An Bank. Ping An PNC contributed 44% of the increase. Retail banking and credit cards respectively contributed 15.5% and 12.1%. Ping An Life contributed 14.5%. Now let's look at customer migration. We continue to push forward customer migration between our or across our core finance business lines. In the first half, customer migration realized 5.99 million, up by 97% year-on-year, and sequential growth rate of 50.5%. In the first half, Ping An Life contributed 50.2% to customer migration, the largest share, and Ping An PNC contributed 17.6%, retail banking and credit card contributed 12.3 and 9.5% respectively. Now let's look at cross-selling. Cross-selling contributed 12.177 billion premium income to Ping An PNC, about 15% of the total premium income of Ping An PNC. Cross-selling contributed 41.2% to Ping An Annuities group short-term insurance sales. And cross-selling also contributed 30.8% to trust team sales. In addition, cross-selling has made a significant contribution to Ping An Bank's retail and credit card business. With the development of technology and changes in the market, new information technologies such as mobile internet and cloud computing is playing a significant role in financial services. Ping An prioritizes research and development of new technologies to support our efforts to build our differentiation. In PNC, Ping An Life app facilitates customer callers, policy administration, online activity participation, purchase of insurance and wealth management products. Now we have more than 15 million registered users. Ping An PNC now has rolled out online plus offline claim settlement service, and we are the first in the industry to provide immediate payment of claims easy settlement without survey and WeChat based claim settlement. In terms of banking, our Pocket Bank has established the first smart O2O model in the industry, and Internet of Things finance has effectively addressed the problem of shareholder secured financing problem. And Orange Yihang Tong have also set up the development of our differentiators. In terms of investment, Ping An Trust has adopted the video-based authentication service and mobile service platforms. And now we have six channels, website, telephone, messages, emails, WeChat, and apps to provide around-the-clock service for our customers. And Ping An Securities has also enjoyed a lot of drive from Internet by acquiring customers from Internet. And in terms of share service, more than 14 million users have chosen our Magic Ball service to enjoy one-stop service. Also, we launched the first of its kind free Wi-Fi app, Ping An Wi-Fi, to provide convenient and better customer service for our customers. Now, I will hand over to Jason. Thank you, Alex. Let me take you through our financials in the first half. Our operating performance continued to improve. Our consolidated net profit increased by 54.3% to 39.91 billion. And net profit attributable to the shareholders was 34.649 billion, up by 62.2% year-on-year, EPS 1.9. And total assets now was 4.63 trillion, up by 15.6% compared with the beginning of the year. Shareholders' equity attributable to the parent company was 331.19 billion, up by 14.4% compared with the beginning of the year. And ROE, the weighted average ROE was 11% for the first half. Now let's look at net profit and profit contribution by business lines. All business lines enjoyed very strong profit growth. Profit grew by 66.6% and PNC grew by 94.2%, banking grew by 14.1%, and also the securities grew by more than 270%. And asset management also grew very strongly. In terms of the profit contribution, Life contributed 44.5%, PNC 25.1%, banking 19.1%, and investment contributed about 11.3%. Interim profit distribution plan. Our profit growth provided a solid foundation for boosting our shareholders' wealth. The new share capital, it was 18.28 billion, and based on the new share capital, the dividend payout will be 0.18 RMB per share. And if you look at the total dividend value, it grew by 66.2% year-on-year, and for dividend per share, it grew by 40.7%. And this is solvency margin and CAR. The group's solvency margin was 197.4%, very healthy, and Life's solvency margin 215.4%, and PNC 153.6% because of 2.5 billion resumption of subject, and Ping An Bank's CAR 10.96%, and mostly reduced the impact of the private placement of 10 billion common shares. Now, the solvency margin of the group dropped slightly, mostly because of dividend payout and business development, and also reduction of the subject of Ping An PNC. And for Ping An Bank, we practically issued 10 billion common shares in May this year, and that boosted up our capital position about 3.5% higher. Embedded value for Life, it was 302.37 billion. For others, it was 227 billion. And the whole group's embedded value was 529.4 billion. And Embedded value grew by 15.4% compared with the beginning of the year. Value of in-force business grew by 17.9%. Adjusted net assets grew by 13.8%. And if we use the 18.2 billion share capital as a new basis, then the embedded value per share was about 28.96 RMB, up by 12.2% compared with the beginning of the year. Now let's look at the new business value. In the first half, new business value was 17.046 billion, up by 44.3% year-on-year. It's mostly because we continue to push forward the sale of protection products across all channels, and we have optimized our business structure. In the first half, individualized new business value grew by 47.6% year-on-year, and bank assurance, we continue to update the product mix, and the new business value grew by 13.4% year-on-year. And for group insurance, we focus on health products, and we are launching major disease coverage products across the country. There, this new business value was slightly lower. That kind of dragged down the new business value of PNC. But all in all, new business value grew by 2.1% year-on-year. Now I may hand over to Di Yuan Sang for insurance. Thank you, Jason. Now let me take you through our insurance business. Now, first of all, let's look at the overview of our business. We, in terms of life, we continue to develop individualized business, and we have diversified our product range and focusing on protection type of products. And we have built a sizable and a profitable sales network to support our robust and valuable growth. In the first half, the new business written premium of individualized reached 48.2 billion, up by 54.2% year-on-year. Now we now have a much bigger agent force and a much better productivity. And telemarketing ranked number one in the market in terms of market share. And the new business value of life in the first half grew by 44.3% year-on-year. And here annuities now have more than 230 billion entrusted and investment assets under management, leading the industry. In terms of PNC, we continue to focus on our customers' needs, and we are leveraging the lean management model to achieve organic growth. In the first half, our premium income reached 81.443 billion RMB, up by 18.5% year-on-year. Market share grew by 1.1% to 19.1%. We also maintain very good business quality and profitability. Combined ratio was 93.6%. Now let's look at the life in more details. In the first half, we continue to focus on creating value, building our people, improving customer experience and innovation. Also, we have continued to build different channels such as individual life and bank assurance and telemarketing. And we have grown our embedded value successfully. Written premium for the first half for life was 172.7 billion, up by 16.5% year-on-year, and premium income grew by 18.2% year-on-year. Telemarketing continued to grow strongly. In the first half, written premium was 6.106 billion, up by 42.8% year-on-year, and our market share continued to expand, and we have consolidated our number one position in the market. Individualized. In the first half, individualized written premium was 155.1 billion, up by 18.1% year-on-year. First year regular premium income was 46.17 billion, up by 55.3% year-on-year. Individualized agent channel continues to build on the current basis. And so at the end of June, now we have about 798,000 agents, up by 25.5% compared with the beginning of the year, which is a historic high. Productivity of our agents also grew strongly. Now, first year, written premium per capita per month was over 10,000 RMB, up by 23.6% year-on-year. In terms of bancassurance, we focused on both value and size. We are also building both internal and external channels to optimize our product mix. In the first half, bancassurance written premium was 9.037 billion, slightly lower year-on-year. However, the new business value in the first half grew by 13.4%. Group insurance, we focused on product innovation and multi-channel development. In the first half, our written premium was 8.58 billion, up by 32.1% year-on-year. When we are growing our business steadily, we have also grown our customer base for life and maintained very good persistency ratio for policies. Now we have more than 66.33 million life customers, up by 4.9% compared with the beginning of the year. 13-month and 25-month persistency ratio was 92.3% and 88.1% respectively. Now let's look at the business mix. We've continued to promote the sales of protection products and high insured amount policies to optimize product mix. Participating and universal insurance remain the two main products of us. Albeit with less shares, the percentages of traditional life, casualty, and health insurance increased year-on-year. This slide shows the annuity business of Ping An Annuity. By the end of June, the assets under investment and management and assets in custody reached 122.7 billion and 114 billion yuan, up 13.5% and 27.8% respectively from early this year, leading professional annuity companies in China. Next, let's look at the P&C business. In the first half, P&C generated premium income of 81.58 billion yuan, up 18.5% year-on-year, of which auto insurance premium income totaled 61.9 billion yuan. In addition to robust business growth, we've continued to improve risk screening capabilities, constantly optimize cost structure, improve professional skills, thus maintaining very good profit margin. In the first half of this year, combined ratio of P&C was 93.6%, down 0.8 percentage points year-on-year. Channel contributions of P&C business. In the first half, cross-selling and telesales premium income was 35.4 billion yuan, up 22.8% year-on-year, and its percentage in the P&C premium income was 43.4%. Car dealer channel's premium income was 15.7 billion yuan, up 14.3% year-on-year, and this channel contributed to 19.2%. This is all about insurance, and now I'd like to invite Mr. Xiao Ping, President of Ping An Bank, to take you through our banking business.
Thank you, Mr. Li. Now I will present to you the operating results of Ping An Bank. In the first half of this year, Ping An Bank maintained a steady growth in both business volume and profit. Both the deposit and loans outgrew industry, and our market share increased steadily. Asset liability structure was further optimized, and our revenue was leading the industry. We have completed private placement of ordinary shares, expanded network development, and thus consolidated our foundation. In addition to steady economic growth, operating efficiency continued to improve. Spread between loans and deposits was the best in the industry. NIM increased year-on-year, and the lean cost management improved operating efficiency. Cost-income ratio dropped substantially. Cost on income structure was further optimized. Net non-interest income, the percentage, was record high, which is the best in the industry, and Ping An Bank continued to promote transformation and innovation. We've accelerated the development of IoT finance, Photon Payment, Orange E platform, Pocket Bank, Han Yizhong. We've continued to promote industry investment funds, industry-specific business units, and we will leverage the advantages of integrated finance and explore innovative business models when it comes to risk control. We will tackle challenges proactively, implement overall risk management, optimize credit structure, strictly control UNPL, and step up efforts to provide for and recover NPL provision to loan ratio, improve substantially, and we will see good results in recovery. Now the asset quality is under control. Now let's look at business volume profitability. By the end of June, total assets reached 2.97 trillion yuan, up 17.6% from early this year. Deposits totaled 1.66 trillion yuan, up 8% from early this year. Loans and advances totaled 1.19 trillion yuan, up 15.9% from early this year. Our business volume realized a steady growth. In the first half, our net profit was 11.585 billion yuan, up 15% year-on-year. And our profitability remained sound. In terms of business structure and operating efficiency, through lean cost management with improved operating efficiency, in the first half, cost-income ratio was 32.22%, down 5.37 percentage points year-on-year. By optimizing business mix, we've realized a net non-interest income of 15.457 billion yuan in the first half, up 51.9% year-on-year. Its percentage in operating income increased by 3.88 percentage points from the same period last year to reach 33.19%, a record high, which is the best in the industry. At the same time, we've continued to optimize asset liability structure, control high-cost liabilities, and strengthen pricing management. NIS and NIM improved by 0.25 and 0.21 percentage points respectively. Lastly, let's look at asset quality and risk control. Affected by external environment and the industrial restructuring, asset quality of Ping An Bank was affected to some extent. By the end of June 2015, NPL of Ping An Bank totaled 15.729 billion yuan, up 49.8% from earlier this year. NPL ratio was 1.32%, up 0.3 percentage points from earlier this year. We tackled this challenge proactively, implemented overall risk management, and we step up efforts to provide for provisions. We've increased provisions by 12.923 billion yuan, up 7.271 billion yuan year-on-year, or 128.6%. Provision to loan ratio improved dramatically by the end of June. Provision to loan ratio was 2.42%. Provision coverage ratio was 183.03%. So our asset quality is well under control. At the same time, we have step up efforts to recover and dispose NPA in the first half of 2015. We've recovered 3.174 billion yuan NPA with very good effect. We will continue to optimize credit structure, prevent and dissipate various risks that might arise from existing loans. We will strictly control new NPL, and we will step up efforts to dispose NPL to ensure our asset quality is stable and our business development is robust. This is about Ping An Bank. Now I'd like to invite Kim Lee Chan to take you through our investment business. Thank you, Mr. Xiaoping. Now I will present to you the operating results of investment business. First is the overview of investment business in the first half. In terms of investment of insurance funds, in the first half, we've followed the asset and liability management principles of insurance funds and selected allocation scheme with the best risk return profile, thus maintaining the good NIR. In the first half, NIR net investment return was 5.1%, up 0.1 percentage points year-on-year. At the same time, we will seize the opportunities in the bond and equity market in the first half and time the market. We will realize the total investment return of 7.7%, a record high in recent years. In terms of risk control, we continue to improve quantitative risk control system and improve investment risk warning and monitoring, strengthen risk control processes, covering before, during, and post-investment so as to ensure the security and profitability of the insurance fund. Trust business. In addition, to maintain steady growth, Ping An Trust proactively promoted the transformation and reform of our business model. At the same time, we will strictly control the risk, and our business structure is better than peers. Securities. Ping An Securities effectively seized the market opportunities and achieved the good results in transformation. In the first half, net profit created a new high in history, and the balance sheet business grew steadily. An increasing number of our customers were acquired from internet channels, and our risk control platform is robust. Investment management business. Ping An AMC leveraged its professional investment judgment to seize market opportunities and improve investment income. Third-party business grew steadily. Now it has become the third-largest asset manager in China. Next, let's look at the investment income and the return of insurance fund. In the first half, net investment income was 40.622 billion yuan, up 27.4%. Annualized net investment return was 5.1%, up 0.1 percentage points year-on-year. At the same time, we realized we seized market opportunities. Net realized and unrealized income was 39.771 billion yuan. Overall speaking, in the first half, total investment income reached 78.299 billion yuan, up 235.6% year-on-year. Annualized total investment return was 7.7%, a record high in recent years. This slide shows the allocation of insurance assets. By the end of June, the percentage of fixed income investment dropped by 2.6 percentage points from earlier this year to reach 77.1%. That of equity investment went up by 3.4 percentage points to 17.5%. Equities and the funds accounted for 14.8%, up 2.4 percentage points from the end of last year. When making strategic asset allocation plans, the company would take into account risk preferences and features of assets and liabilities, and it chose the allocation plan with the best risk return profile, and we would define the best strategic asset allocation for every account and define the percentage range for every type of asset. We would carry out a stress test to ensure that the asset allocation plan is in line with our risk preference. In the first half of this year, the capital market in China was very volatile. However, thanks to overall asset allocation and investment risk management system, our investment income remained solid. As long as the risk is controllable, we will continue to promote investment in financial products, preference shares, and overseas assets. We'll continue to expand investment channels and improve the stability of our income. At the same time, we will take into account the changes in domestic capital market to flexibly allocate equity assets to obtain higher investment income. When it comes to investment risk management, we will actively implement C-ROSS, 5-level asset classification, and other special risk management projects, further improve quantitative risk control systems for market risk and operational risk, and improved time efficiency and effectiveness of investment risk warning and monitoring. At the same time, we've established a group-level investment risk management system that covers all assets and built up standardized internal credit rating tools, improved credit rating policies, and counterparty management policies, strengthened investment risk control processes that cover before, during, and post-investment, so as to ensure the investment risk of the insurance fund is within our tolerance and to ensure the security and profitability of insurance fund. Next, let's look at trust business. In order to actively tackle market challenges, in the first half of this year, Ping An Trust took initiative to promote its business transformation. It has set up the goal of building the largest and the most leading trust company in China, and built private wealth management business, PE investment banking and institutional asset management business, financial institution business, and the PE equity investment business, which are four core business sectors of Ping An Trust. And it aims to provide institutional and retail customers with a full process, full cycle, all directional financial solutions, while actively promoting transformation of the business models and operating results of the Ping An Trust registered steady growth. In the first half, it realized operating income of 3.082 billion yuan, up 41.8% year-on-year. Net profit was 1 billion yuan, up 33.7%. In terms of trust business structure and risk control, by the end of June, the untrust assets held in trust reached 388 billion yuan, of which collective trust that reflects our active management capability reached 268.139 billion yuan, accounting for 69.1%, much higher than the industrial average of 35.4%. And Ping An Trust took initiative to cut back on financing businesses to prevent credit risk. Financing trust assets accounted for 48.1%, down 2.6 percentage points from the end of 2014, and real estate financing trust accounted for 13.5% of assets held in trust, down 4.4 percentage points from earlier this year. In the first half, Ping An Trust followed the philosophy of winning the market through stringent risk control, established a risk control system that covers full processes and all businesses. It also established differentiated risk strategy and risk control models that are helping the steady development of the trust business. Next, securities business. Ping An Trust saw very good growth, a very good result in its transformation. In the first half, it seized market opportunities and realized operating income of 4.767 billion yuan, up 223.4% year-on-year, of which net fee income of brokerage business was 1.766 billion yuan, up 372.2%. And the net profit registered 1.606 billion yuan, higher than the historical high. It went up by 217.4% year-on-year. Lastly, let's look at the third-party asset management business of Ping An AMC. After 10 years of development, Ping An AMC has become the third-largest asset manager in China. By the end of June, its AUM topped 1.8 trillion yuan, up 10.6% from early this year. Third-party business grew robustly, and third-party asset management reached 215 billion yuan, up 27% from early this year. In the first half, the management fee income of the third-party assets reached 801 million yuan, up 167% year-on-year. So much about investment business. And now I'd like to invite the Chief Operating Officer, Jessica Chen, to take you through the internet finance business of Ping An. Thank you. Thank you, Timothy Chen. Next, I'd like to present to you the development of the internet finance business. In order to meet the needs of internet users for medical care, food, housing, traveling, entertainment, we will continue to implement internet finance strategy and explore innovative business. We will see great progress in the innovation of internet finance model, and the total user base grew rapidly to reach 167 million, and its synergy with the core finance business became very obvious, and with very good results in customer migration, no less than one in terms of transaction volume registered high speed growth that's leading the industry. And internet finance business of Ping An realized the rapid growth and was widely acclaimed by the users by the end of June. Number of internet users reached 167 million with over 57 million active users, of which users of internet finance companies reached 121 million with over 29 million active users. And among users of internet finance companies, 45.55 million users also bought traditional financial products from us, which accounted for 37.5%. Mobile business also grew rapidly. ATP users reached 45 million with nearly 25 million active users. And ATP users of internet finance companies was close to 25 million with nearly 40 million active users. And the synergy effect between internet finance and core finance businesses has become increasingly obvious, and which actually has promoted the large number of customer migration. In the first half, we can see there was 8.26 million customer migration from core finance to internet finance, and the reverse migration reached 3.33 million. Next, I'd like to take you through the development of various internet finance companies. First, Lufax. Lufax is dedicated to using advanced internet technologies and philosophies to satisfy customers' financing and investment needs, thus to become the best internet financial platform in China. It serves all financial institutions, corporate and retail customers by combining offline and online channels. It aims to satisfy financial needs of various customers through its financial asset trading platform. By the end of June, the number of registered users exceeded 10 million, up one time from early this year. And there are over 600,000 new investment users in the first half, up nearly six times. By the end of June, the number of active investment users reached a million, up 179.3%, and the total transaction reached 801.5 billion yuan, and of which 201.3 billion yuan comes from retail customers, up four times, and for retail institutional customers, transaction volume went up by 15 times to reach 600 billion yuan. And also among retail customers, the transactions via mobile apps accounted for 50%. Up until now, the accumulated transaction volume of Lufax reached 801.5 billion. I've already covered that. And now I'd like to talk about Wanlitong. Wanlitong is dedicated to becoming the largest general bonus points platform in China. It leverages mobile internet and big data to provide loyalty solutions and precise marketing services to enterprises. It aims to integrate all kinds of loyalty points into one platform so as to provide the best consumption experience to consumers. By the end of the June, Wanlitong platform had 81.94 million registered users. In the first half, Wanlitong issued 1.539 billion yuan of bonuses, and a bonus point transaction reached 5.624 billion yuan, and now it has 1.05 million merchant partners. Next, I'd like to talk about Tianhaoshe. Tianhaoshe is dedicated to become the largest automobile e-commerce platform in China. It put in place used car credit guarantee, vehicle profile, and automobile financial supermarket system. In the first half, it extended its services to reach B2C businesses. Platform auctioning and transaction volume exceeded 6 billion, up 200 times. it took the lead to launch the used car protection fund. That's the setting up the service benchmark in the industry. Ping An Haofang is dedicated to build itself into an online trading platform for real estate financial assets. It is founded the first real estate crowdfunding alliance in China. It starts with the need helping use of users and combine online and offline resources to establish internet trust model in real estate industry. It's co-founded with the Ping An UOB Fund, the first real estate crowdfunding fund in China, which will provide funding to innovations in real estate crowdfunding. It also launched a series of products such as Haofangbao, Haofangdai, Yifang, Tianzufangbao, and it received very good feedback from the market. And in the first half, real estate transaction volume exceeded 10 billion and helped individual home buyers to get 600 million loans. Lastly, let's look at Ping An Pay Health Cloud and the one account. Ping An Pay tries to provide payment settlement services that meet the financial payment needs as well as user services with the personal innovative finance, as it's called. In the first half, its payment settlement transaction exceeded 500 billion, up 20 times by the end of June. E-wallet has over 16 million registered users, up nearly one time. And retail customers' transaction volume exceeded 70 billion, up 19.6 times. We've also launched the yield, the interest bearing electronic accounts, internet wealth management products, and social media-based health insurance products. In the future, e-wallet will continue to integrate with the internet finance business to provide one-stop financial services to our users. Ping An Health Cloud aims to become the largest health management platform in China. It provides offline plus online healthcare services to customers. In the first half, Health Cloud accelerated the development of hospital websites, doctor websites, and medicine websites. A multi-tiered health professional network was put in place. It already established B2C O2O drug supply platform. By the end of June, Ping An Doctor APP provided health management services to 7.5 million users. Daily consulting volume peaked at 50,000. And the one account is dedicated to becoming the first intelligent wealth management platform in China by the end of June. It has over 55 million registered users, and there were 13 million new registered users in the first half. And new users acquired from external market accounted for 47%. It managed 650 billion yuan assets for users. It integrated financial and internet accounts of 19 companies within the group, accounts of nearly 150 external banks, and 11 types of live accounts. At the same time, it launched multiple account merger and management functions, including real estate appraisal, browser scanning, and intelligent warning, intelligent reminder, therefore improving the account management functions. By establishing the first intelligent wealth management platform in China, it actually lays a solid foundation for internet financial strategy. In the future, by revolving around the medical, food, housing, trucking, entertainment, we're going to leverage big data in asset management, health management, to build a world-leading personal finance internet service platform in China. So much about our interim results. Now the floor is open.